Hey everybody, this is Alan Fine, and we are here with Harry Sommer, President and CEO of Norwegian Cruise Line Holdings, and we're at SeaTrade with a big announcement, and basically the largest ship order for Norwegian Cruise Line has been made, a total of 8 vessels across 3 brands, NCL, Oceania, Regent Seven Seas, but then how are they even going to dock them? Well, they're working on the docks too at their islands, at Great Stirrup Cay, so we're going to talk about all that and more here on Insider Travel Report. Harry, thank you for talking to us.
So good to be here. Thank you for talking to me.
Well, I wanted to talk to you anyway, and then you dropped this bomb. First of all, was it a coincidence? I mean, how many setbacks did you have that it ended up today, or was it some evil genius's idea to present it at SeaTrade?
You know, we wish we were that smart. Okay. Yeah, this just happened to be the natural culmination of a process. You know, I took over as CEO, as you may remember, last July. So I think that's been about 9 or 10 months, if I'm doing
this
the math correctly.
Quite a feather in your cap.
Sure. And we immediately started working on what the future of the company is going to be. But, you know, we're building on the success of the predecessors. Frank Del Rio did a fantastic job running this company. He really set us on a path to have a great future. We are so buoyed by the demand environment out there. Cruising is as popular as it's ever been. People love the experiences. People are coming back in spades. They're recommending us to their friends. We're seeing a tremendous number of referrals. It is a fantastic time to be in the industry, and it's only natural with that phenomenal product and the demand out there that we look to the future to secure what, as you mentioned, was the largest ship order in the history of the company. 8 ships, 25,000 berths. We had 5 other ships that were already delivering, so we have 13 future ships coming into this fleet. I think 41,000 berths altogether,
right.
A 63% increase, right, over the company's size today by the time we get to 2036.
But as we're all saying at SeaTrade, this is just such a vote of confidence in the industry, and I was thinking about, you know, just not so long ago, we were worried about debt, and we were worried about COVID. Yeah, exactly. So you sat down there, and I know you thought about it long and hard, and you knew you would make this money back.
You know, listen, I think the hardest part of being a CEO is knowing when to time these type of things. But with the confidence we had in the future, we're going now. We're not waiting. We're not waiting till some perfect time in the future. John, there is never a perfect time. We're going to strike when we have this wonderful partnership with Fincantieri. They've built beautiful ships for us across now all 3 brands. They've built 3 ships for us for Oceania. They've built 3 ships for us for Regent. They've built 2 ships for us for NCL. We have confidence in them. They have confidence in us. We're going to strike, and we're going to make this magnificent growth story for the industry.
So now the travel advisors want to know, so in each of your divisions, are they going to plan new classes of ships?
Yes. Each for this ship order of 8 ships, 2 for Oceania, 2 for Regent, and 4 for Norwegian Cruise Line, they all represent a brand new class of ship from scratch, blank sheet of paper, to maximize. Yes, we have 3 different teams at each of the 3 brands, led by our brand presidents, David, Frank and Andrea, you know them well, and we are going to make something that is magnificent from both a guest experience and a financial experience, because I got to keep my CFO happy too.
Right. And how crazy is the sustainability going to be on these ships that you can plan?
You know, we know for the Oceania and Regent ships that we have a path forward with green methanol, which our studies indicate is a 90% reduction in greenhouse gases over the current technology. So we're super passionate about that. We think we might even be able to do better on the NCL ship, but we're not prepared to say anything on that yet.
Tell us about, you mentioned something about the curling iron phenomenon and your use of AI.
Yeah, so, you know, listen, we've seen the headlines like all the other companies out there that artificial intelligence is really going to be a huge help for our consumers. So, you know, our first test was, like, we asked our consumer, we asked our call center agents, when they talk to our guests, what is the single biggest question that our guests are frustrated about that they can't find in our website? And they said they want to know whether they can use their curling iron on board the ship in their cat. By the way, the answer is yes. Curling irons absolutely do work on our ships. But it was impossible to find on our website, the way websites are traditionally constructed. So we created a simple search bar, sort of like what you see in Google, where you can just type in a question, are curling irons allowed in a cabin? And the right answer comes up immediately. So no more searching through a website. We give our guests information at their fingertips, the type of information they're looking for so they can have a wonderful vacation.
We're all so happy for you. And the timing is great. Nice to see you.
Nice
Thanks
to
for
see
talking
you.
To us.
Keep getting the message out there.
I
Thank
will.
You.
And I'll see you again soon.
Thank you.
And this is Alan Fine for Insider Travel Report.